Good morning. The Business, Finance, and Facilities Committee is now in session. And I'm Carol Del Carlo, the Vice Chair, filling in for Trevor Hayes. Trevor, are you on the line? No? Okay, you're stuck with me this morning. could you please call roll?
Chair Hayes. Vice Chair Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Carballo.
Here.
Regent DeBrava.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Moran.
Okay, thank you. I think we do have a quorum. Okay, we'll first go to public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
No public comment from Elko.
Thank you so much. Is there any public comment in the Southern Nevada?
No public comment in Las Vegas.
Thank you. Is there any public comment here in Reno? Seeing none, we'll go on to item number two. Our approval of our consent items and minutes.
Move to approve.
Move to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on any of the items? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We'll go on to item number three, which is an informational only item. This is the second quarter fiscal year 2018 to 2019 fiscal exceptions, and I'll turn it over to our Chief Financial Officer, Andrew Klinger.
Thank you, Regent Del Carlo. We just have a few items, and you've seen these items before. The first is the UNR Fire Science Academy continues to report a cash deficit of $8.6 million. The University of Nevada Las Vegas School of Medicine reported a negative cash balance at the end of the third quarter, totaling approximately $3.3 million. The UNLV School of Medicine attributes this delay to delays in reimbursement. The School of Medicine indicates that steps continue to be taken to improve the timelines of billing and payments from hospitals. The UNLV Intercollegiate Athletics also reported a negative cash balance at the end of the third quarter, totaling approximately $1.1 million. UNLV Intercollegiate Athletics attributes this to collection of revenues in the first and fourth quarters, having the expenses occur within the first three quarters. The Intercollegiate Athletics Program is committed to working on this deficit and anticipates athletics will have a remaining surplus of approximately $265,000 at the end of the quarter. And finally, CSN reported a negative cash balance for dental faculty practice totaling approximately $500,000 at the end of the third quarter. This deficit has increased by approximately $45,500 since the last quarterly report. CSN indicates that a recommendation was made in December of 2018 to move toward a bifurcated clinical delivery model, which would reduce expenditures. That's the end of the report.
Thank you, Mr. Klinger. Is there any discussion on any of the items? Any? I'm sorry, Regent Carballo.
Thank you, Chair Del Carlo. I don't know if it's appropriate because I'm just putting it out there, but I was wondering if President Z could maybe talk about this bifurcated model that was introduced. Is this specifically with UNLV, or is that something in addition to that relationship?
It would include rearticulation of that relationship with UNLV, but more specifically, what the model calls for is for the clinicals to be performed in the community, much like we do with nursing, as opposed to the family practice. So it's more of an integrated approach that is more comparable to what other similar programs are doing across the region. We've submitted that as a move in that direction, but we've also submitted a corrective action plan that we plan to take that would allow us to keep the current model and really to focus on increasing revenues. So that'll be coming before the Board of Regents for the next cycle.
Anybody else have a question? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to item four, the third quarter fiscal year 2018 and 19 budget transfers, state-supported or self-supporting operating budgets. Again, this is information only. And as you can see, there was no transfer, so we're done with that item. And we'll go on to five, and five it has been pulled by UNLV, so we're done with five, and we'll go on to six. This is going to be a short two-hour meeting. We'll go on to item number six. It's the second amendment to the interlocal medical office lease agreement with University Medical Center of Southern Nevada for the UNLV School of Medicine at 1524 Pinto Lane, UNLV. And so we'll go to the president of UNLV.
Marta Miana, for the record. Over here, Karen.
Where are you?
Regent Del Carlo.
Oh, it's hard to see. The glare's pretty bad over here.
We are far away. So with this agenda item, UNLV is requesting approval of the second amendment to the interlocal medical office lease between UMC and UNLV. This amendment, which runs concurrently to the lease and First Amendment, grants UNLV Medicine the ability to occupy an additional 2,475 square feet on the first floor of 1524 Pinto Lane. Currently, the Las Vegas Strong Resiliency Center is actually occupying 6,101 square feet that UNLV is actually granted to lease under the terms of the First Amendment. So in order to support, and we think this is a good thing, the important community work done by the Resiliency Center, UNLV Medicine has agreed to revise its consolidation plan to accommodate the Resiliency Center's workspace. In the event that they vacate that space, UNLV retains the option to expand to that additional 6,101 square feet. So the additional 2,475 square feet on the first floor would mean that UNLV Medicine would be occupying a total lease space of 21,404 square feet. So the total cost for the Second Amendment for the 2,475 square feet is $198,891 for the remainder of the original term. And if both options to extend the lease are exercised, the total will be $328,086. Lease payments will be funded by UNLV Medicine from revenue generated by its clinical operations. And finally, we're requesting approval for the Chancellor to be granted authority to execute the Second Amendment and any ancillary documents that are deemed necessary by NC's General Counsel Office to implement the terms and conditions of this lease and First and Second Amendments.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone on the committee have any questions?
Would you like a motion?
I would love a motion.
Move to approve, please.
Okay, and a second? Second from Regent McMichael. Hearing no further discussion, all in favor of the motion, please state aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any?
Aye.
Oh, is that you, Trevor?
Yes.
Oh, good. We're already on seven.
Hello, everybody.
I run a fast meeting, so.
I ran too fast of a meeting.
Okay. I believe there's nobody's against. Anybody against? Okay, this passes unanimously also. And so I got to get out of that. Go on to item number eight. Is there any new business for our next meeting?
Seven.
Anybody? Oh, I'm sorry. We got to go to seven.
Yes.
I'm really going fast. Okay, seven. Unsolicited offer for purchase of real property located at 4700 South Maryland Parkway, University Gateway Phase 2 for UNLV. And we'll go back to you, President Miana.
Marta Miana, for the record. So the purpose of this agenda, it's an information update for an unsolicited offer that UNLV received to purchase the University Gateway Phase 2 property that's located at 4700 South Maryland Parkway. So following a request of information process in 2014, UNLV engaged in a public-private partnership project with G2 Capital Development and the development of the University Gate Phase 1 and 2 projects. The board approved lease purchase agreements resulted in UNLV's ownership of Phase 1 of that project and lease purchase agreements for the second and third floors in Phase 2. On March 25, 2019, UNLV received an unsolicited offer to purchase the entire Phase 2 building on which we now lease two floors. Given that UNLV owns Phase 1 and has agreements for floors 2 and 3 of Phase 2, the offer provides an interesting opportunity for UNLV to purchase the remaining floors of that Phase 2 building, which include commercial, residential, and amenity space. So it would mean that we would own both buildings. The property was not developed or contemplated as a UNLV asset, but given its strategic location adjacent to Maryland campus, it may provide value to UNLV. And basically, we're currently in the process of conducting due diligence on the offer, and we have a lot of things to consider. And if we determine, and that's an if we determine the acquisition of the property is in line with our priorities and needs, we would obviously at that point bring it as an action item to the board at a future meeting.
Okay, does anyone have any questions on that? Okay, we'll look forward to hearing from you in the future if it's a good deal for you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, we go to new business, item number 8. Any new business? Hearing none, we'll go to public comment in Elko.
There's no public comment from Elko.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas?
No public comment in Las Vegas.
Any public comment in Reno? Hearing none.
No public comment in Washington, D.C. either.
How about the legislature's over, sine die, right? Well, I think we just had a record meeting. I don't have anything else. We're adjourned. Thank you.